We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place where everything's better and everything's safe. Walk on the ocean.
Kevin Cody, I'm the publisher of Easy Reader newspaper and Beach magazine. The magazines are 43 years old, and I probably met Bob Maestro in the first week or two that I was in the South Bay. He's just a dream for any newspaper person, because you couldn't talk to him without thinking, oh my God, that's a great story. I got to go back and print that story.
This is your boat. Now, I just have to ask you for a second, who's driving?
Patty, my wife, and autopilot.
Okay.
she's the best driver for sure.
Well, you know, Bob is a role model in so many ways, and you know, one of the ways was just he and his wife. You know, they were high school sweethearts, and they were really a team. I mean, he was obviously the outgoing, gregarious one, but she was, you know, his match in just about every way. I mean, he'd sit there and regale people with stories, but she's the one who'd come up and hug you. She's the one who remembered your name all the time. She's the one that always asked after your children. So she was quite an integral part of him. And just seeing the two of them together, you know, that's the way couples should grow old together.
Unfolding, enveloping, missiles of soul. Recall sets us sadly. Mirage like softer like lanterns below.
Feel the same shadowy flow that feel flow. message divine eases the burning. Where the living fitness waits in my mind, where the hope dampens memory, where the wondrous will stands tall at my side.
This is Static Beach Remembers Bob Maestral. You know, when you think of Bob, it's hard not to picture him standing aboard the Body Glove boat, The Disappearance.
When you phone my phone, I put on there, this is Bob Maestral on the Body Glove yacht. I have disappeared, and when I reappear, I'll call you back.
The Body Glove boat, it was a 72-foot boat, probably a bigger boat than they ever could have dreamt for. It was Bill and Bob's, you know, clubhouse, their office, their passion. And to have a boat that size, it's got to be your passion, you know, something sitting in salt water every day. You got to be down there working on it. But they love that boat. You know, that boat was, I don't think we really realized the value of that thing going up and down the coast with the giant Body Glove, you know, logos on it and Bob waving off to, you know, to people.
I don't know how many charity trips and how many burials at sea he's done, but I would estimate it somewhere right around 1,500 over the last 15, 20 years.
Well, we do a lot of things in the South Bay. I take the Salvation Army out. I take the rest home where my sister-in-law is, take those people out on the boat. I give 50 trips away to charity every year. I furnish the fuel and the deckhand, the skipper, the ice chest, and the ice. I'm probably going to get a lot of calls from this. But
that's all right. I won't give them your number.
Then they auction it off for at a charity trip. Mm-hmm. And we raise about $150,000 a year for charity. Help raise it, yeah.
Well, you know, the most public gesture that Bob made all the time was donating the disappearance for charities. And I don't doubt there's a charity in the South Bay that didn't raise anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 for the opportunity to go out on disappearance with Bob and have dinner for a couple of hours. I have one friend, it's kind of a sad story, but she bought the dinner last year, and it was her opportunity to use it was going to expire this June, but she didn't want to go out in June because it's always so gloomy. So she called Bob about mid-June and said, "Hey, I've got this thing that's going to expire at the end of June. Can I push it to July?" And Bob said, "Yeah, any time I'm alive, you can use that dinner." So, and she thought, wow, and she was pretty touched, actually. She was touched when he said it, and touched more, of course, when he died at the end of June.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonny boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back the days of old, and magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day of the old. And together we will fold into the mystic.
Static Beach broadcast from The Disappearance. Our good friend Weiss played this on his guitar from the back deck, and we thought it was very appropriate to play now.
Sometimes life can take you places you've never been. Walk through the jungle, see things you've never seen. Stay on your path, the road less traveled. So much destruction, keep a clear head. Don't let nobody stop you now. Don't let nobody bring you down. Sky's the limit, not the ground. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Speak if you want to speak it. Play if you want to play. Sing if you want to sing. Love if you want to live. Only time will tell. Time will tell. Yeah. Only time will tell, time will tell, yeah. We all got something special, you gotta let it show. Life is about learning and watching you grow. Things can get crazy, as long as you know how to live through the struggles and go with the flow. Yeah. Don't let nobody stop you now. Don't let nobody pull you down. Sky's the limit, not the ground. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Laugh if you wanna laugh. Cry if you wanna cry. Jump if you wanna jump. Dance if you wanna dance, yeah. Stay if you wanna stay. Go if you wanna go. Only time will tell. Time will tell, yeah. Only time will tell, time will tell, yeah. Only time will tell, time will tell, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
Well, my name is Ed Begley, and I met Bob and Bill Maestro back in the 80s, and these two guys were forces of nature. They, of course, had started a wonderful company, Body Glove, but I met them because of their boat, The Disappearance, which we used to take out to Catalina, and we would snorkel, and we would fish. And eventually, I became a scuba diver because of them. And I went and I got certified, and we went diving. And these two guys, the most playful creatures out there, were not sea otters. They were Bob and Bill Maestro out there playing some sort of a water highlight game that they would play with this ball out in the ocean. They were great friends, great heroes of ocean protection. I will always miss Bill and Bob Maestro.
Bob has been diving all around the world, and he swears that Catalina Island is the best diving in the world. You have the kelp forests, you have the great variety of fish, and he absolutely loved Catalina Island, went there a lot. He was extremely environmentally and conservation-minded, and he got involved in beach cleanups, back in the 50s before anybody was doing beach cleanups.
It's really important to you that we keep these oceans clean, right?
Absolutely. I started a thing in the harbor where I put a trash can in every corner of the marina and put a swimming pool net and a pole there. And that has kept, we took 3,000 pounds of floating trash out of the harbor in the first 3 months of that program. Doesn't cost the city anything. The people that live in that corner in their boats, their liveaboards, they keep the corners clean. So that's one of the programs I'm trying to get going all up and down the coast of California in every harbor.
The favorite example of Bob's humor, and it's probably original because I've certainly never seen it before, was he really hated cigarettes. He thought they were pollution. He obviously knew they were bad for you. He even had a sign on his boat about it.
I had some people come down today that were smoking, and I made sure they didn't put the cigarettes in the ocean because 50% of the cigarettes that people throw out of their cars go down in the ocean. If you're a smoker, when you go home, try putting your cigarette out in a glass of water and then drinking it. That's right. What the fish have to put up with.
What
I'm giving
other...
the smokers a bad time on my
Those
boat.
Those smokers. Well, they should quit
anyway.
There's a
sign in there that says, if you're smoking on this boat, you'd better be on fire.
I'm Kevin Cody, publisher of Easy Reader and Beach Magazine, and this is Static Beach Remembers Bob Maestro.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. The photograph on the dashboard taken years ago, turned around backwards so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture in reverse. Still, it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Thank you. swimming deserves a quiet night. I'm not sure all these people understand. It's not like years ago. Fear of getting caught, a recklessness in water. They cannot see me naked. These things, they go away, replaced by every day. Night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon. I'm pining for the moon. And what if there were two, side by side in orbit around the fairest sun? That bright tide forever drum cannot describe night swimming. You, I thought I knew you. You, I cannot judge. You, I thought you. Underneath my breath, night swimming. Street light, a reminder. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet
night. This is Static Beach Remembers Bob Maestrel. My name is Mark Sutherland, and one of the most memorable moments of my career unfolded live on the air last Christmas on the Body Glove boat.
The number one dolphin experience I've ever experienced on that boat was when we did the Christmas radio show. And it was absolutely amazing. The entire ocean was filled with dolphin chasing on the boat. They were surfing on the bow, and then a whole school of dolphins were jumping on next to the boat. There must have been thousands of them. I've never seen anything like that before or since, to tell the truth. It was the best time ever. It was our Christmas miracle. It was great.
We're coming up on a huge thing of dolphins, though. Say that again.
20 dolphins.
We got a huge pod of dolphins.
Dolphins on the front. Should and they're running underneath the boat right now.
Let's go up and look.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, my. I've never seen so many at once. Whoa. Look at them all there.
This is a pod of dolphins swimming in front of the boat?
Yeah, these are the smaller ones.
How many are out there? This is a large pod,
right? I don't know. We'll see. There's probably 400 or 500 here. And you may see some babies in this one here. Look for the little bitty. The little bitty ones will come over and just get in the stream for a minute, and then they'll get out because they don't have enough bulk to ride the wave.
Oh, dude.
They just go like this underneath the boat. It's spectacular. And a lot of times when the kids are laying up there, they'll roll over and look at you. And I had blind kids on board one day, and they put their ears on the gunwale there, and they had sense enough hearing that they could hear them talking underneath the boat.
Wow. That is so cool.
I want to live where so arms around me, and bathe my skin in water cool and cleansing, and feel
This is Static Beach, remembers Bob Maestrel. He and his twin brother Bill founded Body Glove almost 60 years ago.
Bob was more of the salesman working with people, and Bill was the innovator between the two of them. And, you know, Bob, as it's been said before, was as happy and as comfortable dealing with a six-year-old as he was with a 90-year-old. He loved being with people, and he entertained people, and he made them feel comfortable.
I wanted to tell you a little bit about my father and his temperament. He was a very forgiving guy, and he didn't sweat the small stuff. He did not sweat the small stuff, you know? It was all about family. It was all about showing people a good time. And he didn't worry about the things that really didn't matter. And he could get along with 8-year-old kids or 70-year-old people, you know? It didn't matter. It didn't matter your age. He could make you laugh. He could have a great time with you.
We're with the co-founder and owner of Body Glove. We're aboard your boat. Thank you so much for having us today.
Well, I enjoyed it. We had a good day, didn't we? It started raining a little bit. I thought this is going to be
amazing.
A bad trip.
We got through it. I don't know how you did it, but there were hundreds of dolphin around us for at least an hour. That was pretty amazing.
The water's crystal. The water's just absolutely smooth out here. It's great.
Now, of course, it's customary on Christmas and the holidays to give gifts. Oh, we got you a case for your brand new cell phone that has a hook on it so you can hook it to your belt and you won't drop in the water.
Okay, perfect. It's also tradition that we throw the host in the water.
But you're the host, though, aren't you?
The announcer, I mean.
Gold teeth and a curse for this town. They're all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. Turn me back into the dead. I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn to me like a girl takes to the wind, well, I'd jump. The dirt in your fries. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony. Dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called. But my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn. Godspeed, all the beggars are done. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. To me, like a I did dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
This is Static Beach, remembers Bob Maestrel. Robbie and Billy Maestro have some final thoughts about their dads.
He loved people, and he loved to just share. He'd run into somebody down the harbor and go, oh, hey, hop in my car. I'll take care of him, show him my shell collection, you know?
The big loss is to everybody that's got to be here realizing he's not here anymore. They gave us the best lifestyle, the best job, if you call it a job, to come to every day that anybody could dream of.
Bob passed away June 16th on the way back from Catalina, his favorite place, aboard the Disappearance, his favorite boat, surrounded by his favorite people. We should all be so lucky.
Yeah, I don't know how you write a better exit than being at Catalina, driving the boat during the Catalina Rock to Rock race, which he's done 25 years, working on his boat. I mean, we had two of his sons, myself, my wife, Jenna and Daly, his niece and nephew. How much better does it get?
There's my favorite place. It's the most beautiful island in the world.
Which island is that?
That's Catalina Island. It's about 26 miles away. I have a mooring in Cherry Cove, the most beautiful place you could possibly be.
Show in my ear and it all comes back.
This is Static Beach.